In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear brethren, the present Sunday, which marks the end of the liturgical year, brings to our contemplation the end of times. Because we should know that this world had a beginning with the creation, and this world as we know it will have an end. Or to be more precise, this world will be transformed. The Holy Scriptures teach that it was through the work of Satan that sin and death came into the world. Sin and death. It was through the instigation of the devil that our first parents sinned against God. And because of their sin, all creation here on earth was subjected to vanity and to mortality. And the mission of our Lord Jesus Christ was precisely to overthrow the power of the devil. His work was to destroy the works of the enemy and to restore all things in the way they were supposed to be. And man, from the beginning, was not created for sin and death, but for holiness and immortality. So the Son of God became a man in order to restore mankind. He assumed a body and a soul, the totality of our nature, in order to restore our nature in its totality. But we should understand that the work of restoration that our Lord came to accomplish happens in two different phases. First of all, he overcomes sin, and then he overcomes death. So, my brethren, let us take a look together at the work of restoration that our Lord came to accomplish. The first phase can be called the redemption of our souls. Every man born on this earth comes stained by what we call original sin. It means that we are born deprived of the grace of God, which is the life of the soul. So we are born spiritually dead. But our Lord Jesus Christ came to restore our souls back to life. And he bestows this spiritual life upon us through the sacrament of baptism. In this sacrament, the water is poured over the body, but the grace of God vivifies the soul. It is in this sacrament that we receive life, true life, which is the grace of God. Our baptism is our true birth. So I hope you all know the date of your baptism in order to be able to celebrate every year the memory of such important day in your life. And in this spiritual battle that we have to undertake against the enemies of our salvation, we know that sometimes we get hurt, or sometimes we can even fall lifeless in the battlefield. And knowing our weakness, our Lord Jesus Christ, in His unspeakable goodness, instituted a sacrament able to restore spiritual life to those who have lost it through sin. And this is the sacrament of confession. So these two sacraments, baptism and confession, are called sacraments of the dead. Because through these sacraments, our Lord Jesus Christ brings those who are spiritually dead back to life through the infusion of the grace of God. And all the other sacraments help us to grow in this spiritual life that we receive from God. So the first phase of restoration is this: the redemption of our souls through the power of the grace of God. And if we die in state of grace, and only if we die in state of grace, we will be saved. Even though we may have to go through some purification before entering into heaven. But if we die in state of grace, we are saved. And that's how our Lord destroys the first enemy, which is sin, through the power of His grace. Now, the second enemy to be destroyed is death. And it pertains to the second phase of the work of restoration, which can be called the redemption of our bodies. But this phase, contrary to the first one, does not take place here and now, but it will only take place at the end of times. We will receive the redemption of our bodies on the last day. On the last day, the trumpet of God will sound, and it will be the convocation for all men from all times to appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Because we know that He will come again to judge the living and the dead. The living, which means those who will still be alive at the time of the second coming of our Lord. And the dead, those who have died before the second coming. All men shall come in body and soul for the last judgment. Those who will still be alive shall experience what St. Paul calls transformation. Without passing through death, their bodies shall receive immortality. And those who have died before that day shall experience the resurrection of the dead. when each soul shall be reunited with its body, and the body received at the resurrection will be immortal. However, immortality does not mean necessarily eternal life. The immortality we are going to receive on the last day will be the capacity for the body to share forever in the reward or chastisement of the soul. Because if body and soul were united to lead a life of virtue, so body and soul shall rejoice together in the reward of eternal life. But if body and soul were united to lead a life of sin, then body and soul will have to suffer together and forever the flames of hell. So Jesus Christ our Lord will come on the last day to judge the living and the dead, and to give to each one of us according to our own works eternal life or eternal death. We read in the Gospel, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he shall sit upon the seat of his majesty, and all nations shall be gathered together before him, and he shall separate them one from another, as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on the right hand, and the goats on his left. Then shall the king say to those who shall be on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, possess you the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Then he shall say to those who shall be on his left, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, which was prepared for the devil and his angels. Words from our Lord. So, my brethren, where do you think you shall stand on that day? On the right or on the left side? Where will your final destination be? We need to think about that. Heaven or hell? We need to know that our life will decide it. Because it is written that our Lord will judge us according to our works. So if we wanted to go to heaven, we need to strive to lead a holy life, here and now, not tomorrow. We all know how it works, right? Tomorrow, tomorrow, and tomorrow never comes. We have to begin here and now, because only those who live in the grace of God shall possess the kingdom of God. In order to experience the second phase of the restoration, we needed to go through the first one. In order to share one day in the glory of God, we needed to share in this life in the grace of God. Without grace, there will be no glory for us. And then, death shall be no more. And the work of redemption will be fully accomplished in us. And all creation shall be renewed, transformed. And there will be new heavens and a new earth. This is, my brethren, the project of restoration that God has for this world and for us. So we need to understand that our eternity depends on the way we live this life, here and now, by our actions here below. We are deciding our eternity. This life is not a joke. It's not a game that if we lose, we can start over again. We have only one life. So we better be more serious about going to heaven. Sin will lead us to death, but holiness will lead us to everlasting life. So if you want to be saved, in the case you want to be saved, you need to begin working now on your sanctification. Because we must cooperate with God and allow Him to do in our lives His wonderful work of restoration, to replace sin and death with holiness and eternal life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.